And it's the best job I've ever had. You spend half your time tuning them and the other half playing out of tune.
Hi, I'm Mike Plume, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM Winnipeg.
It's the best job I've ever had. Guitars make life bearable. There ain't another job in the world comparable.
Hey, Ben, have you ever been to Tilsonburg?
Tilsonburg.
My back still aches when I hear that word.
So long, Stompin' Tom, I can't believe you're gone. So long, Stompin' Tom, but at least we've got your songs. Like Bud the Spud from the Bright Red Mud and the Gumboot Clogaroo. So long, Stompin' Tom, may God take care of you. Well, me and my wife and kids, we all sing along. Driving around Moncton Town, singing the hockey song. We were to it and at it, and we was at it and to it, until we tuned our attitude in. So long, Stompin' Tom, until we meet again. Well, so long, Stompin' Tom, I can't believe you're gone. So long, Stompin' Tom, but at least we've got your songs. Like Margot's got the cargo bay and the old muckluck shoe. So long, Stompin' Tom, may God take care of you. So many people I have not met, but yet I know by name. Like poor old Ben down in the pen and that gal Red River Jane. Or a potato and tomato driving to Windsor in their car. And see you walk past the pawn shop.
I guess he paused as he was walking past the pawn shop to think a little bit. And then he thought some more.
If it ain't Luke with his guitar, well, so long, Stompin' Tom, I can't believe.
Well, he wasn't done thinking quite yet, so he stopped again. Did a little more thinking. It's not going to work, is it? Every show starts this way now. It's our thing.
So long, Stompin' Tom, but at least we've got your songs. Like the TTC Skedaddler and Goodbye Rubberhead 2. So long, Stompin' Tom, may God take care of you. Well, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they're all hanging on to every word. While you're singing songs about Saskatchewan and tobacco from Tilsonburg. And a million drunken angels, they're all singing with you tonight. And when you see my mom down in the front row, well, could you tell her I'm doing all right? And so long, Stompin' Tom, I can't believe you're gone. So long, Stompin' Tom, but at least we've got your songs. Like Big Joe Muffaraw and Sudbury Saturday Night. So long, Stompin' Tom, may you rest in peace tonight. So long, Stompin' Tom, may you rest in peace tonight. Well, so long, Stompin' Tom, may you rest in peace tonight.
So long, Stompin' Tom. That's our pal Mike Plume. He was in town this week for what was a fantastic show, a real highlight of the week. This is Tell the Band to Go Home, by the way. My name is Jeff, your host for this singer-songwriter program here on UMFM till 4 o'clock. And we play a lot of good stuff, including Mike Plume. And, you know, we also take great pride on this show in playing a whole lot of Canadian music. And this is our last show before Canada Day. So, you know, I guess we better play some great Canadian stuff along the way. And Mike is one of our finer examples of that for sure. And he's singing about Stompin' Tom, a Canadian treasure, for goodness sake. So, you know, it's a win-win all around. Did you catch Mike at the Old High Lonesome Club the other day? It was fantastic. Super good show. And afterwards, Mike's, you know, I was talking to Mike afterwards, and he's like, man, I wish we could have played longer. There was another band playing, so they couldn't play as long as they wanted to. He said there were so many things they left out, and that was one of the ones that he said, man, we really should have done that one. And I said, well, you know, I guess you'll have to come back and do it again. So hopefully we're going to make that happen, because it was a pretty stellar thing. I've seen Mike Plume many, many times over the years, but that's probably my favorite one of all, I think. Super, super good. Anyway, welcome, friends. We'll chat about some stuff that's coming up, and maybe some new music and whatever else you want to hear. 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. You can find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. You can give us a call here, and or send me an email, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. If you check out tellthebandtogohome.com, it's fixed. It works. It's better. It's all good again. So take a look. And let us know what you think. Anyways, here's you know, Mike, he was kind of running out of time, but there was everybody called for an encore, and he dusted this out. He went a different direction. Everybody, when they come back to do the encore, they want to do something big and something loud and something triumphant. And instead, he told the band to go home, and he stood at the mic by himself and did this, and it was absolutely brilliant. This is not his version, but this is our good friends, the Waylon Jennies, with an old Irish classic, which capped off the night the other night at the Times Changed, and I guess we'll start us off today. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
Oh, all the money that e'er I spent it in good company. And all the harm that e'er I've done, alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all. Oh, all the comrades that e'er I've had are sorry for my going. Sweethearts that e'er I've had would wish me one more day to stay. But since it falls unto my lot that I should rise and you should not, I'll gently rise and I'll softly call. Good night and joy be with you all. Good night and joy be with you all.
That's not funny. That's just not funny.
Hey, this is Jason Collette. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 FM.
Four strong winds moving in, home again, Canadian. Pull on the sweater, there's a chill on the breeze. The leaves are shimmering, the poplar trees. From Thunder Bay through Saskatchewan, the sky is wide as a road is long. I do. Summer's almost over, the nights are getting long. Let's pull over before the sun is gone. Look around these slumber towns, sleepy winter bound. I do. Still want you. I do. Still want you. Canada.
Winter like we know, winter blowing in off Lake Ontario. place I love, and the guy knows, with a covered bridge and a swimming hole. Yeah, this is our home. This is our home. Yeah, from Portage, Maine, to Young and Queen, and every street corner in between. No matter where you go in this rugged land, there's one thing we all understand. Every woman, every child and man. 830 Newfoundland. Way up in Peace Country, down east in Kings County, and clear across to Thunder Bay, where Winnipeg feels like forever and hope feels like never, let alone out Campbell River Way. And when you cross the border and you see a caribou on the quarter, then and only then will you be home. I've driven from the Peg to the Chuck, and Yankees call us Canucks. But together, we'll never stand alone. Yeah, together, we'll never stand alone. Yeah, forever, the maple leaf will be flown. 'Cause this is our home.
This is our home.
Yeah, this is our home. Sands and Fort Mac, Redwood Strands and Kitimat, and down in the shoe swaps too. I've seen midnight feel like high noon, from the Dome to Saskatoon. There's Confederation Bridge and Butternut Ridge, Sudbury in the Sioux. I've lived in the Lakeland, I've been to the Badlands, head smashed in Buffalo Jump too. I've been snowed in for days on the Trans-Canada Highway, and that was in the month of June. And this is our home.
There is Mike Plume with, yes, as Bruce from Beer for Breakfast said, the most Canadian song of all. And that could be. Bruce, do you hate it when people forget to push the button to make the CD stop after one song? Do you hate that as much as I do? Because I hate that. That was 830 Newfoundland there from Mike Plume and his band from the fine album 830 Newfoundland, as a matter of fact, with a great Canadian anthem. Indeed. Before that, let's see. I think we heard Jason Collette before that with his love song to Canada. We heard Kathleen Edwards with her version of O Canada, which is only slightly different than the version we heard before that from Del Barber and his Profiteer. So that was pretty great, huh? I think so. And we heard the Waylon Jennies in there with the Parting Glass. And Canada Day coming up. What day is it? Wednesday coming up, Canada Day? There's big stuff going on somewhere, something. I don't really know what. Bruce will tell you. I don't know. Good stuff. Canada Day. You go down to the Forks. Great bands. I'm sure it'll be a good time. Check that out. Oh, you know what? It is Canada Day. Should I do it? Should I do it? Should I do this? Should I do it? See, now I lost it. See, the joke is less funny now. It was funnier before. Should I do it?
Like this.
Should I do it? What do you think? You want to hear that? No, I don't want to hear that crap either. But coming up, you know what? Canada Day is only one thing. That's Canada Day is coming up on Wednesday. But coming up on the weekend, a couple days after that, a true great Canadian patriot is coming to town, and he'll sing you songs of Canada and all kinds of other stuff. He's gonna celebrate great Canadian music on great Canadian music and people, I guess, on Friday when he comes and plays alongside. He comes and plays at Andrew Neville's birthday party on Friday, and then on Saturday he's going to celebrate our American brethren with his 4th of July faith healing appliance faith healing and hot dog eating contest at the Old Times Changed High and Lonesome Club. Who else could pull off such a task but that great Canadian Washboard Hank?
you don't have to call a cop when you're looking for a donut shop. Down each and every road you go, you'll find them in Ontario. The donut shops of Ontario, you find them everywhere you go. We all go nuts for the deep fried dough of the donut shops of Ontario. The donut shops of Ontario. Well, from Kenora to Cornwall, you could never count them all. From Mississauga to Moosonee, it's our only growing industry. The donut shops of Ontario, you find them everywhere you go. We all go nuts for the deep-fried dough of the donut shops of Ontario. The donut shops of Ontario. Well, the wonder of Niagara Falls, with donut shops for one and all. It's where the honeymooners flock, so they can see the donut shops. The donut shops of Ontario, you find them everywhere you go. We all go nuts for the deep fried dough of the donut shops of Ontario. The donut shops of Ontario. You crave the deep-fried dough, there's plenty down in Toronto. The CN Tower stands so proud above the donut-eating crowd. The donut shops of Ontario, you find them everywhere you go. We all go nuts for the deep-fried dough of the donut shops of Ontario. The donut shops of Ontario. The Thousand Islands are lots of fun, a donut shop on everyone. And in the nation's capital, you'll find a mighty donut hole. The donut shops of Ontario, you find them everywhere you go. We all go nuts for the deep fried dough of the donut shops of Ontario. The donut shops of Ontario. No, you don't have to call a cop when you're looking for a donut shop. Down each and every road you go, you'll find them in Ontario.
Thank you. Chompy went down to the Walmart store. He chomped off heads till he couldn't chomp more. Only one guy was not dead. Thanks for shopping at Walmart, was what he said. Chompy the head biter offer. Chompy the head biter offer. He's not very nice, I'll tell you twice. He's Chompy the head biter offer. All you children better be good, better do just what yours should. Chompy'll come and chomp your head, then you will be dead.
Hi, this is Fred Eaglesmith. You're listening to Tell the Band Go Home, and you should tell the band to go home because they always will eat your food when you leave the house to go to work and you leave them there. Tell them to go home. 101.5 FUMFM.
When I met her, she was a beauty queen who wanted something more. Now she's hanging out with me in front of the liquor store. And it won't start when I shut it off, so she has to get the beer. She puts it in the back seat and she quietly says to me, when exactly did we become white trash? How come we got seven dogs living in the garage? How come the only A-track in our car is Johnny Cash? When exactly did we become white trash? And she tells all our friends that I've got my PhD, but it stands for post-hole digger. It ain't exactly a degree. And there's curtains on the windows, and we hardly watch TV. And that double wide is triple wide now that she's with me. And she says, when exactly did we become white trash? How come we got seven dogs who burned down the grass? How come the only A-track in our car is Johnny Cash? When exactly did we become white trash?
Yes, thank you indeed. There's old Fred Eaglesmith there with White Trash. That version didn't feature Washboard Hank, it doesn't sound like, but damn it, it should have. It should have indeed. That was Fred there. Before that, we heard a few from Washboard Hank, who'll be in town next weekend, Friday and Saturday, at the Old Times Changed High and Lonesome Club. Friday, it's Andrew Neville's birthday party, so you know it's going to be a good time, featuring Washboard Hank. And then coming up Saturday, it's Washboard Hank and his Small Appliance Faith Healing and Hot Dog Eating Contest. And really, what more could you say about something like that? So, you know, get down there. And the band is called Washboard Hank and the Ringers this time. So, you know, it's going to be stellar. You are listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, home of many technical difficulties today. Nothing is working once again, which shouldn't surprise me or anyone else. Anyways, from Hank we heard Chompy the Headbiter Offer and Love Song of the Dump from his great album Sweet Mysteries of Life. And before that, we heard Washboard Hank and his Country Squires from Hurrah for Washboard Hank. We heard Donut Shops of Ontario here on the program today. It is, you know, it's coming up on Canada Day, and we're trying real hard to play some good Canadian music today, but stuff isn't working, which shouldn't really, you know, come as any surprise. Oh, I know. Here, this should work. Let's try that. Yeah. All right. Let's try this. Okay. Speaking of Fred and Washboard Hank, here's one from one of the patron saints of this here program, one of the reasons why we do this here program, and one of our faves. It's from Fine Record, one that hopefully someday will see the light of day. It was recorded here in Winnipeg years ago. This is the late, great Willie P. Bennett. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, where sometimes stuff doesn't work. Oh, yeah, that doesn't work. I forgot.
All the troubles in life, they don't know when to quit. But all the people making all of that trouble fall into the ground bit by bit. It's a matter of entropy. First you see it, now you don't see. You can wax it till it shines, and the temple's gonna fall in time. 'Cause you might be mad at today, and you might be mad at today. Now if the challenge in life is to listen to your heart, so you can know what you really feel, not what you think you're supposed to really feel. You're the judge, you're the jury, you're the one in a hurry, till it's you on trial for some lapse in style, then it's whoops, single file. 'Cause you might be mad at today, yeah, you might be mad at today. Troubles in life, they don't know when to quit. But all the people making all of that trouble fall into the ground bit by bit. It's a matter of entropy. First you see it, now you don't see. You can wax it till it shines, but the temple's gonna fall in time. 'Cause you might be mad at today. Time it'll all fall away. You might be mad at today. Your time it'll all fall away. You might be mad at today. Your time it'll all fall away. You might be mad at today. Your time it'll all fall away.
Summer sun was burning bright, I was coming off a couple hard weeks. I had money in my pocket to spend. A sunburn on my cheeks and the bottom covered in on the highest shelf. Looked for the promise that might bring the heat to set this little heart on fire and bring these wandering eyes relief. I know this. Bike with a chain that squeaked. All I stole was just one love. I guess sometimes that's all it takes. She had a smile that she couldn't shake. A dirty mouth and a pink bikini. It didn't matter what she wore that day. I had to know what was underneath.
Thank you. Hey, this is your old pal Dave Alvin, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.
Fourth of July. Hey, baby, it's the 4th of July. returned to the States 1 year after. The towers returned to the earth, and the sabers were drawn from their scabbards. They were rattling for all they were worth. And I understand how that can happen. I don't need to ask anyone why. It's September and I can't help but think that looks like the 4th of July. Down on the shores of Lake Erie, they see the political slant. The pursuit of their happiness promised by the stacks of the nuclear plant. Now there's flags flying on every lamppost, red, white and blue against the sky. It's September and I can't help but think that looks like the 4th of July. It's the powers that be pay the piper. It's the powers that be call the tune. They want all of us up for the dancing, all howling away at the moon. But my ear's to the ground and I'm listening. I keep watch with a weather eye. It's September and I can't help but think that looks like the 4th of July.
There is David Francie there with his ode to the 4th of July from his fine record, The Waking Hour. Before that, we heard the Dave Elvin classic as rendered by Justin Rutledge and his band, The Early Winters. Title track to their record, 4th of July. We heard Spirit of the West in there with a song called July off of their last studio record. What was that called? Star Trails, I think it was called. Good record. And we heard Del Barber in there second time today. How many Del Barber sightings can we have in this program? Maybe another one. We'll see. Queen of July there from Headwaters. And we heard the late, great Willie P. Bennett in there with a song called Mighty, off of his two records that he recorded here in Winnipeg. One was called Scenery, the other one's called Sharpen the Plow. Not sure which side that falls on, but it was a fine song, and hopefully we'll find out, and hopefully that record will see the light of the day someday. Anyways, you are listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, and we play you the good stuff, and occasionally we're joined by special live guests. Today is one of those days. Warming up in the other room, we have Mike June and the lovely and talented Jess Klein are down here live at UMFM. They're going to chat with us and play some songs in just a little bit. First, we're going to take a quick commercial break and pay a couple of bills. We'll come right back and play some more good stuff. Stick around. Tell the Band to Go Home. We'll return.